I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Yes, highway patrol, highway patrol. That means it's the return of Safety Talk here on KWHI. AM Joel Biddiff and 101.7. Craig Montan is always being joined by DPSN Studio. That is Sergeant Jimmy Morgan from the DPS. And Sergeant Morgan, good to see you once again, buddy.
Well, good morning.
Yes.
Now, I tell you what. That's deer weather, man.
End it?
I mean, oh.
I bet you they're moving.
It got my attention.
Yeah.
I tell you what. It made me move.
Yeah. Got no choice in that man, one.
I tell you. Wow. Okay.
So you've been doing all right since last time we talked
to
you?
Yeah, we're doing good. Busy, but
busy?
Doing good. I mean, that's just the kind of nature of the job.
Not too busy, are you?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Steady.
Steady?
Yeah. So today's program sponsored by Smitty's Cafe Bakery here in Brenham.
Mm-hmm.
Just stopped in to visit. Thanks for them.
Right in downtown Brenham.
Right. And $25 gift certificate. If and when I can find a trivia question. I thought I had one. And I don't know if I've used this one or not. This is so, there is no, when you look at a truck, tractor, semi-trailer, right, is there a length that limits that operation?
A maximum length?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was going to be my trivia, but I think I've talked about that in the past, so I want to back away off of that one. I'm going to come up with one because I used that in the past because if you separate the truck tractor from the trailer,
mm-hmm.
there is no length on the truck tractor. The length is only on the trailer. It's 59 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used that in some other shows, but it's kind of a weird vehicle set because most single vehicle, like your motor coaches and steel going down highway, they're limited to 45 feet. That's the max they can be. Your cotton kind of bale trucks that haul these big square bales down the road to come out of the field, they get a 3-foot exemption. They're like 48 feet or something like that. But anyway, I'll come up with something as we go through the program. And again, thanks, Smitty. Just going through some stats and stuff. Well, let's talk about Halloween.
Halloween. Yeah. Yes, let's do that.
So, depending where you're at, I always tell people to kind of sit down and say, hey, know your neighborhoods that you're going in. You know, smaller towns are easier than big towns. Yeah. Okay, I get it. So, but try to figure out where you want to be, when you want to be there. Good neighborhood, safe, whatever. So you want to be able to scout to know where you're going to allow your kids to go get candy if that's what they're going to do. They need to be with an adult. That would be probably wise, just in case something does happen. I always tell the parents, try to work one side of the roadway. Don't allow the kids cross back and forth because you know somebody's going to be going down the road and some kid is going to dart out in front between a couple of vehicles and then we're going to have a pedestrian auto type incident, and we don't want that. Reflective clothing, especially at nighttime, whatever, would be nice. And also, when you get back home, somebody needs to look at the candy just to make sure everything's safe before they start eating it. So overall, that's pretty much, if people ask, can you use your flashers? You know, you're allowing kids in it. Yeah, go ahead. I don't, you know, nobody cares. It just, it makes you awareness to your vehicle. That's what you're doing. I think everybody gets it for a holiday. We have, rules about how many people can be in a back of a truck and what ages and all that. You'll have to get with your local police. Typically, if you're under 18, that's supposed to be back there in open beds. Now, do they make exceptions during Halloween night or whatever? I don't know. That's up to somebody in their jurisdiction and their discretion to whatever they want to do. That's something local. But anyway, so when people ask me, I can just say, hey, this is what the law says. You know, there's discretion out there in certain, just like parades and stuff like that. So anyway, That's my take on Halloween.
All right, then.
Anyway.
It works.
Yeah, so. Let's see here. Looking at the state fatality count, we're at, the last time I looked at it this week, we were at 2780, somewhere around 9 per day still. We're looking, as we approach November 5th, that would be 19 years without a deathless day on our highway. So that's something, when you see the slogan "in the streak," that's what TxDOT's talking about. And we certainly like to do that.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yes, very long time. Kind of in the news for the truck drivers, this has been coming up. It's getting a little closer as we move to the holidays. Electronic logbooks. If you're a truck driver and you have been required to log, you probably already got one of these things. There was a automatic onboard recording devices that we were allowed in replace of that. That will no longer be allowed after December 16th, 2019. So everything would be on the electronic log. It monitors so many different things. Not only just travel time and everything else, but anyway, that's just something for the truck drivers out there just to be aware of. December 16th. Now, as a farmer and stuff here in Texas, best I can tell, you'll still, if you're not required to log down, you're not going to require to have one of the electronic logbooks. And a couple of exemptions out there, even on the intra or interstate loads, is that, you know, if the vehicle's under year model 2000 and or you're not required to log more than 8 times in a 30-day period, there's an exemption also from the electronic logbook. So just thought I'd remind people that's out there driving for a living. And certainly we could not live if we didn't have the trucking industry.
Yeah.
They do. They deliver everything that we wear, food and everything else. So my respects to them. And just to say they're needed and very important position that we have out there. Human trafficking. I was looking at some numbers. April of this year, 2009, marked the 10th year anniversary nationwide on where law enforcement was started getting trained. There's about 9,000, the last number I had, of trained officers that look for human trafficking. These are officers that, when they're out there on patrol, that may have you stop for some violation. They're looking beyond the stop. They're paying attention who's in the vehicle and make sure that somebody's not being forced labor or sex trafficking, which is a big problem here in the last few years, especially Texas being a border state. So anyway, let me go ahead and take a break here and come back, and I'll come up with a trivia question, and then maybe we have some phone calls.
All right, there we go. Of course, phone calls morning, 979-836-9937. 836-9937 this morning for a safety talk here on KWHI. AM 1280 FM 101.7. We'll be back in just a moment.
In stock and ready to deliver, Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham has a great selection of America's favorites, Lazy Boy and Sealy Posturepedic. Special deals on genuine Lazy Boy recliners as low as $389. Over 100 Lazy Boy in stock and ready to go. Famous Sealy Posturepedics are in stock, and for a limited time, get a free frame or memory foam pillows with purchase. Shop comfortably at Schleider's with no high-pressure salespeople and our price match guarantee. Save more with 48 months interest-free financing or cash discounts. Fast free delivery and installation available. Visit Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham for the best American brands at the lowest prices. We beat big city gallery prices every day. Only at Schleider's in Brenham, that home of Sealy Mattress. Quality.
RE/MAX Advantage Associates are the hometown experts with a world of experience. Across the globe, they make their living in the same communities in which they live. They're the people next door or just down the block. RE/MAX Associates lead the industry in advanced real estate education and production. That's why they're known as the real estate leaders. And the proof of quality service is in the many repeat customers and customer referrals they receive. Find out more online at AdvantageBrenham.com. RE/MAX Advantage, worldwide name, hometown service.
It's important to invest in your dreams, but don't forget to protect your investment with a Mueller Metal Building. Mueller Buildings provide a safe and secure place to store your boat, RV, or other recreational vehicles until it's time to play. And Mueller's bolt-together buildings are easy to assemble, giving you more time to do the things you enjoy most. Stop by our Bryan College Station facility at 1840 North Earl Rudder Freeway or call 855-958-1255 to speak with a skilled sales representative.
KWHI's annual Halloween party is back. Our live on the radio Halloween party on October 31st has more spooktacular prizes than ever before, like a remote control turbo bot from Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, a Go Glam nail stamper kit from Altman Dentistry, a Fujifilm Mini 8 instant camera from Paget Hearing Aid Center, and a Treasure X Aliens dissection kit from Cool Shades. The bright orange and green KWHI Halloween party cards are being handed out at Brenham and Burton schools. Fill them out and return them to KWHI. Then get ready to listen and win on Halloween night, starting at 7 o'clock on AM 1280 or FM 101.7. On the card, you'll also find terrific coupons like a free kids' meal at Bush's Chicken with purchase of another kids' meal. Other sponsors include La Morello's Meat Market and LJ's Barbecue. We'll also be giving away family four-packs to places like Moody Gardens Festival of Lights. So make sure to get your Halloween card at school and return it in time for KWHI's annual Halloween party October 31st.
Welcome back, Country Store. Welcome back this morning to Safety Talk today. Safety Talk this morning on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7 on this Thursday morning. Sergeant Jimmy Morgan in the studio today again discussing with us all the new stuff we didn't learn about being safe on the roadways throughout the great state of Texas. And as always, Sergeant Morgan, we do appreciate you coming in and talking with us. And
sure.
Informing us what we need to know.
Right. So, trivia question.
Okay.
This year, the 86th legislation, they added, the use of the improved shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
They added another exemption for the use of that shoulder. What did they add?
They added another exemption.
Yes.
For use of the improved shoulder.
So, you can use the improved shoulder, what, to make a right turn,
mm-hmm.
Slow to make a right turn, pass somebody slowing to make a left turn. You can use it as a to enter, to increase your speed, then move into the traffic to avoid an accident. That's the one that's on the top of my head. I'll think of it, the other one. But they did add another type vehicle that gives them the right to be on the improved shoulder.
Okay.
What type vehicle was that they added? Anyway. That's what I come up with.
The latest addition, newest addition to using the improved shoulder.
Absolutely.
On roadways. You know the answer, 836-9937. Your chance to win your certificate to Smitty's.
I had a question the other day about salvage vehicles.
Salvage vehicles.
Yeah, so what happens is like in Houston, down there when we had the flooding and the insurance companies were involved and vehicles got flooded and some vehicles more than others. So the insurance makes the judgment call, whatever. Do they salvage the vehicle? Is it a total loss? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some instances where people are allowed to make corrections and then they would have to get what we call a salvage title. If you go to Texas DMV, .org and hit, they have a section in there that lays out pretty much the forms and everything else. The main important thing I get asked every now and then, back in the day, any officer here in Texas was able to sign off on these inspections, but you actually have to be certified now to be able to do that as a peace officer. There's certain things that you've got to look at, that the agent has to look at. Now, So who are these people? We have some people that work for us, DPS, under CID type folks that have some of the training, not all, but some. Some of your counties have units that deal in stolen vehicles and stuff. A lot of times they're certified because they know where the VIN numbers and stuff are at on some of these vehicles and stuff. So anyway, I got to ask that question. So if you're looking for somebody, this when you deal with this salvage stuff, there's forms that they have to fill out that has to be turned in, but they have to do inspections. So not just any officer is going to be able to do that for you. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was a request I got the other day, and just kind of spent a while since we talked about salvage vehicles. Certainly we've had our share in the last few years in Texas. So somebody called, was asking me if I've seen a flashing red arrow on a traffic signal. And I thought about it. I said, no. Only thing I've seen flashing is under the new signals is the flashing yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that you can turn left on yellow when it's flashing, but it's telling you you have to yield right away to the vehicle coming towards you.
I've seen red arrows, but they didn't flash.
That's correct. That means don't go, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's somebody got mixed up, thought they what they saw, whatever.
Yeah.
It will go to a flashing yellow to a red arrow, but I don't think the red arrow flashes.
I don't know.
Anyway, I've looked at the TxDOT, lighting and stuff on them things. It doesn't show a flashing yellow, a red arrow. So only the yellow on that part.
Okay.
Let's see here. So it's kind of a controversial type deal, but, here in Texas, we tell people all the time that, as far as an impairment, that could be alcohol, narcotics, any kind of prescription drugs. This don't drive a vehicle. In Colorado, I was looking at some stats the other day. Since they passed the marijuana laws that they have up there now, their fatality rate has increased 31%. So, again, any kind of narcotics while you're driving, it's going to be DWI here. So we just encourage people not to drink and drive or take any prescription drugs. So let me take a quick break and come back, and I'm going to lose my voice here for a second. So I'll be right back.
All right. Sorry about that. That's okay. We'll work on that today and be back with more of the Safety Talk in a moment on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7 here on KWHI. Again, if you have questions, more to give a call in studio, 979-836-9937, 836-9937, or you send us an email as well. Send us an email here, mail@kwhi.com, mail@kwhi.com. With Safety Talk, we'll be back in just a moment here on KWHI.
421-7. Is a discount on tires costing you more time than it's worth? Go see SciFair Tire. At SciFair Tire, you'll get the discount as well as superior customer service. These guys pride themselves on service and will have you back on the road faster than you can say NASCAR pit crew. They can also service your forklift, truck, and equipment tires. Go see the SciFair Tire difference today at 3201 Texas 36 South, just past Walmart on the left, or give them a call at 979-421-7900.
The Toy Box Child Development Center in Brenham invites you to bring your preschooler to the Toy Box for a safe and clean environment and a curriculum-based program. This program will help your child learn and grow and prepare them for school. The Toy Box is open from 6:45 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and serves breakfast, lunch, and an afternoon snack. They have a big playground area and stress child development. Stop by and visit the Toy Box, 2203 South Austin Street in Brenham.
Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Private Financial can help you make financial choices that reflect your values, something we call the Wise with Money journey. Our financial professionals live, work, and worship in your communities, providing one-on-one guidance to help you feel comfortable and confident about your future. Thrivent Financial is part of Thrivent, a not-for-profit financial services organization serving Christians. We can connect you to products, services, and member benefits that can help you reach your goals. Find out more. Call the Five Star Financial Group at 979-836-0693.
Aggie football on KWHI. Tune in every week to hear Fightin' Texas Aggie football on KWHI in Brenham. Brought to you each week thanks to our Texas A&M sponsors. Tegner Toyota, Page Tractors, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, WC Tractor, and Team Fordham Navasota. Please support our Texas A&M sponsors. And for all Aggie sports, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7, your Aggie sports station.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eat.
And welcome back once again to Safety Talk here on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7. Halloween today. Here on this Thursday, again, we've got Sergeant Jimmy Morgan in the studio with us today and doing his best to fight some kind of little something going on today.
Between Astros and sinus.
That'll get you every time.
So, but just to remind people, when it comes to intersections, I know sometimes lights can be long, they can be quick, and you're in a hurry, whatever. You're prevented from going through a parking lot to miss an intersection. I see it every now and then where people drive through a parking lot to avoid an intersection. That actually is a violation of law.
I'm going to go in here and get something like, no, I don't need anything to drink. I'm just going to keep going.
I was fixing to stop. I'm glad you stopped me, but I was fixing it. I don't know. But I'm sure most times the officer's going to let you complete you doing what you're doing and then make the judgment whether he needs to stop you or not. So we were talking about the improved shoulder. And I'll go through the list here. And part of our trivia question. Number one is to stop, stand apart. Number two, accelerate before entering a main traveled roadway. To decelerate before making a right turn. To pass another vehicle, slowing it to stop, or may travel Parson roadway disabled or prepared to make a left turn. To allow another vehicle traveling faster to pass. We've talked about that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Permit or required by a peace officer control device. In other words, being flagged by an officer. And to avoid a collision. That's the seven. Now they've got eight.
Add one more. The reason that you can be on the improved shoulder.
What did they add?
What did they add? What is the next one that they added? Just this past, I guess, past session?
Yes. Okay. 86th session. So,
all right. 979-836-9937. 836-9937 for the country. I mean, for the safety talk today. I keep wanting to go country store. That's the right show. Wrong show. No, that was last hour. This hour, it is safety talk today with Sergeant Morgan in studio. Question for you, real quick here today. We had past Monday, we had our safety, our deer hunter special on, and we're talking game warden, some biologists on here. And say you're driving down the road, and this time of year getting colder, animals are moving, you know, in nighttime, everything else. Hit an animal on the roadway, you know. Should they call you guys? If that happens, if there's you didn't hit anything else but an animal, you know, it kind of dings up your car a little bit.
Right. So now if it's a deer, deer belong to the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to notify. If you don't have the game warden's number, the sheriff's department will still notify the game warden.
Mm-hmm.
They want to come out, take a look at it, do what they need to do. They typically, I had one game warden tell me, he says, about people ask, can I keep the deer? You know, they say, well, a lot of game wardens says we normally don't do it as a common practice because we don't know what kind of, if there was something going on with the deer before we got hit. So And basically, we just, if it's sick or whatever, we don't want people to be giving them kind of deer away. So they would have to inspect it and make a decision whether or not they'd give that deer away. It's not up to us to do that. As far as the old rule is, if you got minor damage, you can drive the vehicle off. If your insurance is okay with it, it's less than $1,000. I would say we have, especially this time of year, we have a lot of them type minor crashes. And I don't know if they'll ever raise that $1,000. It seems like to me $1,000 is not really nothing.
These days, it don't take much.
So I think it comes down to usually if you call a police officer for a report and to make sure you don't find yourself in trouble. I would say if there's any other property damage, you hit somebody's fence, mailbox, highway construction sign, or you can't safely drive the vehicle off or somebody's injured. Them are the big three why you call law enforcement.
But if you hit a deer and kind of just bust your tail light, your headlight a little bit, and you can still drive it, don't worry about it.
I would take a picture, maybe call it in. And therefore they have records of it, then if your insurance company, and then contact your insurance company as soon as practical. But I would say the minor accidents like that, when animals involved, whatever, it's off the roadway, broke out taillight or something, I think you're fine with that. Okay. So no problem with that.
Okay.
Now, in Houston, they stress that when you're in a minor accident, they want you to remove the vehicles from the roadway. In other words, once you figure out everybody's okay, but you need to get completely off the roadway onto the shoulder, call the police. If you've got that damage that may be up there, a couple thousand, then they're saying wait on them, but wait on the shoulder or safe distance from the roadway and not be a factor in causing another accident. So especially in your big town. So you can get by with that a little bit in your rural communities, but in your big cities, they want you off the roadway on that on type of stuff, especially if nobody's hurt. Let's see here. Don't block the box. You heard that from time to time. Just remind yourself when you're at a intersection or whatever it may be, traffic control, stop sign, that there's cross traffic. So if you're waiting in line, stop, leave that intersection open so the cross traffic can come through if that's what they want to do. Sometimes you see people that block up the intersection. People ask me time to time about traffic signals, the light turns. It's green, but the guy stops in front of you because he's waiting on traffic, and you find yourself now the light's turning on you and it's turning red. I mean, you're still in the box. Try not to be in that position, but certainly there's also parts that you can't enter through a green signal until the intersection is clear. So if you find somebody that got caught up in that, they just need to clear the intersection before you can pass through. But sometimes that happens, but I always tell if you see a yellow and you can stop, it's always best not to try. But, I know a lot of people try to type them, right?
I mean, that's just like, that's a challenge right there.
Right. And especially in your major cities, you always want to wait that 2 seconds, 3 seconds. You know, you don't want
on
to
a
go,
green.
Even if it's intersections, because you just got to think that there's somebody may not be paying attention or somebody's trying to beat the light and didn't make it. And now you're the first car in the intersection, and you get broadsided. So
my wife has a problem with that sometimes because that green, when it turns green, I'll look before I go. She's like, "It's green, go!" I was like, "You never know what these people are doing." You know, you got to drive a little defensively sometimes.
Let's see here. Sometimes I get asked about the speed limit signs. Now we've this year in 86th session, if there is a construction area, and especially this time of year, they do the seal coating. By the way, I know that they have to do it. It looks good. I mean, there's some between here and Milam County. but I've got a bunch of cracks on my windshield. Uh-oh. On my patrol. I mean, does anybody else? It just never fails. As soon as I travel so much, mm-hmm. it just and it's usually a vehicle like coming at me.
Yeah,
it's not that I'm following somebody, but man, I hate it when I see that because I'm thinking, man, I'm gonna get dinged again. And I usually I travel so much, I got a couple cracks on my windshield, but on your speed limits and stuff, on your yellow signs, just reminded that if they're yellow, it's a cautionary speed. It's a lot of our accidents that we have in our rural areas or in curves or where people don't slow down and they go off the roadway and they took the curve too fast, whatever. So they are cautionary speeds, but they're there for a reason, to make sure that you're aware. And certainly the type of vehicle you drive is going to make a difference whether you, how you handle that curve. So just to kind of remind yourself when you see these things, they're not black and white regulatory type speed enforcement sign, but they're there for a reason. Mm-hmm. Like I say, we can prevent a lot of accidents. And I've got a list here. I'm going to find that list. But I was looking at some data, and it talked about a lot of the type of accidents and stuff. I'll find it here in a minute. But that unsafe, failed to control speed is typically our number one contributing factor to all accidents that we work every year in the state. So now, when you get in the construction zones and stuff, certainly got to obey the orange signs. They're not regulatory either, but they are construction signs. You're required to obey what all construction signs within a construction zone. Did we have a phone call this morning?
We did. I was just waiting for you to finish your thought there. Here, good morning. You're on Safety Talk today. You have a question?
Good morning. Is your answer motorcycles?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
It has something to do with farming.
All right.
That's a clue.
So again, what is the? They added a new rule that you can use the improved shoulder in this latest session in the state. And good morning, this is Safety Talk today.
You have an answer yet?
Not yet.
To get around an accident that's in the middle of the road.
No, that's already on there.
That was already on there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And this is a new one just added. They just added this one.
86 legislation.
This year. And it went into effect, September, I guess? September 1?
Yes.
So it is a fairly new one.
Right.
And what is the new rule they added? You can use legally the improved shoulder on the roadway. 979-836-9937 today.
So...
All right, another phone call here today. Good morning. You're next on the country, on Safety Talk today. Wow.
Do you have an answer?
No, not yet.
Is it a tractor?
What kind of tractor?
No.
What kind of tractor are you saying?
Farm tractor.
Okay, go ahead. Give me a little bit more.
Make it work for it today.
Yeah.
Well.
What's the deal about a farm tractor? Let's talk about this. What about a farm tractor?
Has four wheels. Has a supposed to have a triangle on that.
Okay. So we're going to give it to you because I want to give this thing away before we run out of time today. So what they added, you know, the part that says if faster traffic is it's coming up on you and you want to use the go to the right and to allow that traffic to pass, it allows you to do that. Now, once that's done, you're required to move back.
Right.
This situation on a farm tractor, slow moving, 25 miles or less, that type of vehicle can stay on the improved shoulder, does not have to move back into the main lane. So they want them over there. I don't know. It's kind of been a common courtesy over the years that that's where I see them most times anyway, where they have a shoulder, but they added that where that tractor has no obligation to move back into the main lane of traffic after the faster traffic passes. He can stay over there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we appreciate that, and Craig's going to get your information here, and we'll come back shortly after that and finish the program up, I guess.
Yeah, we'll take a break here, let you get your voice back again. Ma'am, stay on the line. I'll get you during the break, get some information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, there you go. Another edition, another segment of Safety Talk today. We'll take another quick break. We'll come back with more, Sergeant Morgan and more, in just a moment here on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7. Back, more Safety Talk coming up after this.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's Brenham Cub football on KWHI. The district season is winding down, and these games are crucial. This Friday night, the Brenham Cubs play host to Leander Glenn. Kickoff at Cubs Stadium is set for 7 o'clock. 6:30 pregame on your voice for Brenham Cub football. AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
If you see a police officer, fire truck, EMS, TxDOT, or a tow truck driver with their lights on the side of the road, remember, you must move over or slow down. This is Sergeant Stephen Woodard with the Texas Department of Public Safety reminding you, if you do not vacate the lane closest to the public servant or slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit, you can incur a fine of at least $200. The move over law is in effect for your safety and others that serve you in the state of Texas. Remember, move over or slow down. It's the law.
Welcome back once again to Safety Talk here on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7, this morning, as we are continuing with Sergeant Jimmy Morgan studio today from the DPS, and had a winner today for the trivia contest, but unfortunately we lost her as we're getting into the break, and I was trying to get information from her. So, man, if you're listening today, give us a call back after the show today, so I can get you information and get you set up with your gift certificate.
You don't want to miss out on that deal, $25.
No. Yeah, don't want to do that. So, man, give us a call back, and we'll get you set up with your gift certificate today.
I was looking at a stat here. 2016, we had 162 fatal crashes in our construction zone across the state. And 2017, we had 165. And then 2018 shows we had 149 fatal crashes in our construction zone. So a lot of these types of accidents happen when people are not paying attention, got a flagman out, traffic stops, and then somebody's not paying attention, rearing somebody as they're waiting in line. Is distraction is a big factor in along with speed. So as we enter, they should be finishing a lot of these construction type projects up on the seal coat jobs, because the as it gets colder, they tend to not to do them. They tend to do them more in the warmer time of the months. But I was looking here on factors, on top contributing factors 2019 so far. When it comes to commercial motor vehicles, failed to control speed at 12%, failed to drive a single lane is at 10%. fatigue or sleep, 7%, faulty evasive action, 7%, unsafe speed, 7%. So anyway, we can't stress enough that we need to have motors not only that are not impaired, but we need people that that get enough sleep, because, you know, we've mentioned time and time again that somebody without sleep is just as bad as somebody at being impaired, especially I think they're saying somebody without sleep 24 hours is almost equal to somebody at 0.08. So continue to, I know it's a tough job, especially for our trucking industry and stuff out there, and that's why they have some of the rules they do about how many hours they can drive and all that. But fatigue is a factor that sometimes gets overlooked as we enter into the holiday months of the year. Certainly it's a factor where everybody's trying to make, you know, cover a lot of distance, meet a lot of families and stuff. We just encourage everybody to make sure they get enough sleep on that. On the non-commercial side of that, field single lanes at 10%. We have pedestrian autos have increased throughout the state as we add more and more people into our urban areas and stuff. So, again, need to watch out for people crossing the roadway. Give them right away when you can, especially at our intersections. And they have alcohol as a 7%, and I would say speed also is listed as our top contributing factors as far as our accidents. Now, the population is kind of interesting. I've got, I think the predicted population for the state of Texas this year is was supposed to be 29.4 by July. This one here actually has it 29.9. So we're still growing as we talk each month. A lot of people still moving to this state, so we just got to be mindful of that. The air of judgment. I had a double fatality up there north of my area just the other day, and it basically a two-lane roadway, fairly straight. But you know, as we mentioned before, at 70 miles an hour, 102 feet per second, that split second that you look down to grab something or take your eyes off the roadway, you can cross that center line that quick, and if it's a vehicle within 200 feet, typically you're not going to be able to avoid that accident, and then we're going to have an head-on collision. So we've really got to pay attention to our distraction in vehicles. I also was looking at the number of licensed drivers, and it says here we're at 21.5 licensed drivers of that population. 21.5 are licensed drivers in this state. So we continue to move up that, and you know, people talk about the driver license lines, and you know, we've actually tried to address that this session, added more personnel to our driver license office, and you know, doing some things online. We're implementing the 8-year driver license next June. June 1st, I believe, is the date on that. So just some things that we're trying to do as we increase the number of drivers here in this state. Total registered vehicles, and I don't know if they're all on the roadway at the same time. That's good. I guess more, you know, families have more than one vehicle, but they got 25 million registered vehicles in this state. So that could be, that's your CMV buses, passenger, other type vehicles. So obviously, there's families that have more than one vehicle, so I figured that would be actually a little higher. Mm-hmm. Most families have at least two, you know, whatever. But anyway, I was looking at still a little scenario here when we talk about speed. It says here you live 10 miles from work. Does that fit you,
Craig? Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes, it does.
So at 60 miles an hour, how long is it going to take?
I don't know, a couple of minutes.
They got 10.
10 minutes?
60 miles an hour, 10 minutes, you know.
Okay.
So we're using the 10 mile. But just say out of that 10 miles, you decide you want to do 70. It's going to take you 8.5. In other words, you can shave off a minute and a half. If you want to do 80, go to work, you're running late, mm-hmm. right? That's going to knock it where you, I mean, this is certainly straight driving they're talking about here, 7.5. So you knock off another minute. So basically, if the speed limit was 70 and you're doing 80 on the same distance, you're only going to shave off about a minute. So if what I'm getting at, if you're 5 minutes late, you know, mm-hmm. You're going to have to, I don't know what speed, if there's sometimes there's a speed that you can't, you can't do a speed of, you know, we're not talking 120. I mean, certainly, yeah. I know we've talked about people that we've done that, but there's a time that you've got to say to yourself, there's no way. I'm just going to be late. So maybe make a phone call or somebody, whatever. But because then you got to ask yourself, is the risk worth the award of me getting there on that, whatever, being involved in an accident or getting stopped by law enforcement and getting cited for, you know, speed way over the speed limit. So just anyway, I just got to point that out as far as...
If you're running late, you're going to be late.
Yeah.
Just go ahead.
There's a time when you just got to say, hey, yeah. I just got to bite it today. You know yeah. what I'm saying? So it's just... now, on a 50-mile trip at 70 miles an hour, it should take you, at 70, it should take you 43 minutes. And at 80 miles an hour, 37.5. So a little bit of difference there. But so I guess what I'm trying to point out here is that, you know, the speed limit, unless marked otherwise, if it's not marked, you know, we talk about this on our county roads. If it's not marked, what is the speed limit on a county road? It's 60 miles an hour. Okay. On a highway in Texas, the same thing applies. If you don't see a speed limit on a FM road or highway somewhere, you have to almost assume until you see different that it's 70 miles an hour. So, again, are you willing to go 80 and get stopped and cited just by saving just a few minutes off your time? It's not as big a difference most people think. And certainly the longer the trip is, the more it's going to change. But I just thought I'd throw that out there. You don't save just a whole lot of time, again, without, you know, chance of being involved in an accident or stopped by a police officer for your speed. So that's what I have for the day. What do we got on time there?
Well, we're coming up. We got just a couple of minutes. I mean, we're getting up against the wall here today. I've got to, you know, we'll start our song here in just a second. So
this, again, you know, we got to watch out for these kids. It's the same thing. Being in a school zone on these holidays, the Halloween tonight, the kids are having fun. They're not paying attention to the traffic. That's why we need an adult with them. We can. And certainly you got to realize when you're driving up down these roads that when these kids are out, they're going to maybe possibly dart out in front of you. And certainly you don't want to have an accident on that. So let's just use caution tonight and use good judgment. And I'll catch up with you. Maybe I'll have my voice back next show. And I enjoyed doing show with you today, and hope everybody has a safe rest of the week.
There you go, and we won't talk anymore. We'll let you go and save your voice there today. Sorry,
thank
Morgan.
You.
All right, there you go. You can if you need to get a hold of him, just send an email to me, mail at kwhi.com. Forward it to him. He'll send it back to you, and you'll take it from there. So easy way to do that. Thanks for coming in today, Sergeant Morgan. Be back in another couple of weeks discussing safety on the roadways here in the state of Texas on KWHI. Safety Talk back again on KWHI AM K269 GU FM in Brenham.
Shouldn't do. You can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want to race, then get on a racetrack. Well, if you try to run away, I'm going to bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeder driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol. Highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job.